Well, injuries happen during the season, and you have to have a plan to have a player ready to play at each position, and sometimes multiple players ready to play the same position. So, you know, with Donald not here yet, we're able to have Marshall over there, and Marshall Newhouse, he's done a nice job. He's gotten better. The challenge you run into with a veteran guy that comes in, he's been coached by other coaches to do things a different way, and it takes time for a veteran to learn to do things the way that we want to do them as Raiders. And so that's probably the biggest challenge.
Can the, assuming you get Donald gets here before the start of the season, can the fact that you now got to work Vidal on the right side as much as you have, and Marshall get that time on the left side, can it be a good thing in the long run?
Well, it's always good when you're developing depth. We had a number of days where we were down to 11 and 10 players. And David got banged up, and he didn't practice for 5 or 6 days. Jalen Ware, the young tackle, had a concussion. He missed a couple days. Kelechi was only practicing every other day. So we've had some days where we had to make it happen with 10 or 11. When you have that, you get the ability, you have the ability, you have the opportunity to develop your depth. And so in the long run, it's actually a good thing.
The other side of it, just not being able to see Marshall on the right when you've seen Alexander there, does that kind of slow down who may eventually start there in terms of, I mean, there's still lots of time left, but being able to get to see both those guys on the right?
Yeah, well, where I'm at right now is I have to get us ready to go out and beat Tennessee. So right now I have Marshall on the left, and I have Vidal on the right, and I have David doing a little bit more each day, playing both sides. And that's what we have. I can't sit here and, you know, wonder when DP is going to come back. And so right now I've moved forward with Marshall's on the left and Vidal's on the right and David swinging. And that's reality right now. I can't think there's going to be something else there until it's there.
Jack, yesterday talked a little bit about your ability to work particularly with centers and the fact that Ian Silverman, who had, you know, hadn't been a center, wound up playing that entire game, shotgun snaps, everything seemed to go pretty smooth. What do you think about his transition, what he's done, and what is it about you that can work with
center? He's probably been the biggest story on the line the whole training camp, because when John went down in OTAs and hurt his knee, Feliciano, our backup center, we had to have another player play center. And so we slid Ian in. And he had not snapped the ball in practice. He had not snapped the ball in the game. And he played every snap in the game at center and did very well, had one mental. And the mental he had, he stepped with the wrong foot. So I'm very proud of him. He's been a great story for us. He's a tough kid. He's a determined kid. He's been cut before. And he's determined not to be released again. And so right now, he's our number three center. And we'll move him over to guard next week, play a little left guard, and create some versatility for him and give him an opportunity to make our football team.
What is it about him that you chose him in particular to be that guy to come in?
Smart. First, you got to be smart to play in there and play center for us, because we make all the calls. Center makes all the calls. And he has good movement. He moves well laterally. He can run. And again, he's determined. He wants to have an opportunity to make our team, and that center is probably his best chance to, because we keep three centers at least. So, yeah, we're real happy with Ian right now.
What are you hoping to see this week that you didn't see in Arizona?
Well, we didn't play three guys inside. You know, we didn't play the quarterback. So we're looking for, good communication. We're making sure we don't have any free runners. We don't want anybody on the quarterback. That's number one. We want to be able to run the ball efficiently and open some holes up. And we want to have some rhythm offensively. You know, no penalties, no pre-snap penalties, really. No offsides, no balls on the ground. So that's what we're looking for, a nice, clean game. You know, hopefully the guys can, you know, get a good first half in, up to the first half, somewhere in that range, and come out of it healthy, and that's the main thing.
Jack,